It was the early part of the 16th century when the recurrent massed singing of Lutheran hymns in Magdeburg in Germany before the beginning of Catholic services caused such a public disturbance that it led to the imprisonment of the distributor of the hymns, an itinerant peddler. The City Chronicle records how, in turn, this arrest led to an uproar in St. John's Parish on May 6, 1524, that brought 600 to 800 people together to liberate the prisoner by force. When Martin Luther went to Magdeburg to preach at St. John's Church in June of that year, his visit merely formalized the introduction of the Reformation in the city. His hymns had, in fact, already won over the majority of residents. We're told further that when the first printed collection of Lutheran hymns was published in the second half of 1524, Luther commented in his introduction on why he wrote hymns, "I have brought together a number of spiritual songs in order to spread and disseminate the holy gospel, which by the grace of God has once again arisen." So popular was this collection of hymns that they were sold in the streets. Printers worked feverishly to meet the demand. They were sold on the streets, and printers made effective use of advertising to keep up sales. Indeed, Luther remarked that printers used all sorts of adornments to make the hymns agreeable to the people, to sell more of them, and he commended them for their contribution to spreading his doctrine. "The printers do very well indeed when they busily print hymns, enticing people to such joy in believing and enjoyment in singing." Words of Andreas Loewe in his essay, "Why Do Lutherans Sing?" from March 2013, Church History. We're also told the establishment of an enduring choral tradition is one of the hallmarks of the Lutheran Reformation. One of the key motivators for the development of such a distinctive devotional tradition that placed music and singing at the center of its worship and teaching was undoubtedly the personal affinity Martin Luther had for music. He was a competent singer, hymn writer, and composer. And it is through music that Susquehanna University in Selinsgrove is marking the 500th anniversary of the start of the Protestant Reformation with a concert titled "This Is My Song, 500 Years of the Reformation," to be broadcast tomorrow night on WVIA-TV. David Steinau, associate professor and chair of the Department of Music at Susquehanna, is coordinator of the project, and he stopped in at the radio studio when he was consulting with the TV production team on the program.
2017 is the 500th anniversary of the beginning of the Protestant Reformation, when in October of 1517, Martin Luther nailed the theses on the church door in Wittenberg in Germany. So actually it was Jay Lemons, our outgoing president, who has concluded his time at Susquehanna earlier this year, and we have a new president, Jonathan Green. And this was more than a year ago, maybe even 2 years ago, that Jay thought we should do something musical to commemorate the 500th anniversary of the Reformation. And Susquehanna has a Lutheran affiliation, part of the ELCA, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. And in November of every year, there's a convention of the National Association of Schools of Music where department heads and deans all meet from all over the country. And the ELCA schools always have a separate meeting of their own. And a few years ago, one of the questions was, what is everybody doing for the 500th? And actually, it had not been on my radar at all. I didn't know this was coming or that it was something that we should do something in terms of music. And so it was that one of those Lutheran meetings and then Jay's suggestion that about 2 years ago or a year and a half got us thinking about what we might do.
And we know Martin Luther himself was very musical.
Yeah, so this is, you know, this is not, church music is not my area or anything. So what I have found is something that I think is known to a lot of other people but wasn't to me, that at the time of the Reformation, congregational singing in church, what we would call hymn singing, was not happening. And there was Gregorian chant and so on done by a choir, but the people did not sing along. And so this was something that was introduced, or reintroduced, I guess, more properly, by Luther, and he himself wrote, I don't know off the top of my head, 36 hymn tunes or something, and a lot of those people still sing, A Mighty Fortress being the best known.
And of course it was a commemoration of the Reformation that led to the composition by Mendelssohn of Symphony No. 5, The Reformation.
The Reformation, right. Yes. Yeah. So in choosing, you know, what music we could do for a Reformation program, the most obvious choices, like you mentioned, the Reformation Symphony, were all huge. You know, other schools, I know Luther College in Iowa is doing the Bach B minor Mass as part of their commemoration of the 500th. But once we decided that we would do this on television, then suddenly we can't do the B minor Mass unless we've got, I don't know, a 2 or 3 hour time block. So we had to go much smaller than the big pieces that would spring to mind, like Mendelssohn or Bach. So that's how we came upon the program that we have that's going to be on WVIA. We decided, since Luther's big musical contribution was the introduction of the chorale, the hymn tune, we decided to do music for choir, for orchestra, for band, for brass, that all somehow has the chorale tune, a chorale tune as its essential ingredient.
You get the variety, but you also have it manageable.
Yes, and somehow unified by the idea of the chorale tune as a source.
So give us an example of what we're going to see and hear.
Well, we have A Mighty Fortress, of course, and that actually is conducted by our new president, Jonathan Green, who is a musician. So he conducts the first piece on the program. And then we have our choral ensembles, orchestra, band, brass, each playing various things. We have a new composition, an arrangement actually by one of our alumni, Wayne Dietrich, who took 3 Lutheran hymns. 2 are by Martin Luther. The 3rd one is by one of his contemporaries, Josef Klug. And so he wrote what he calls a hymn triptych, like a triptych on an altar, you know, a 3-piece altar. So a hymn triptych of 3 Lutheran hymns arranged, all sung in English, but multiple verses for choir and orchestra. So a new work written by Wayne specifically for Susquehanna for the 500th. Then we have actually the wind ensemble and brass are doing something very interesting, doing a Gabrielli piece for brass, which I wouldn't have thought had anything to do with the Reformation. But actually, Heinrich Schütz, the very important German composer, who was court composer in Dresden at the time of the 100th anniversary of the Reformation in 1617, he studied with Gabrielli in Italy and brought back this idea to Germany of antiphonal playing and singing, 2 separate choirs in separate balconies of the church, or in this case, 2 separate brass choirs. Actually, this is an interesting choice. Finlandia by Sibelius, which ends with a hymn tune, although that actually is an original by Sibelius. People know it maybe as This Is My Song. The Mormon Tabernacle Choir has recorded it, singing the end of Finlandia. I forget what words the Mormon Tabernacle Choir uses for theirs, but it's not This Is My Song. And so that's an example of an original tune, but one that people kind of think must be an old hymn tune, but actually it's an original by Sibelius. So that one we do with full choir and orchestra, and we end with that.
What kind of space did you record this in?
Well, we recorded it all in Stratansky Concert Hall on our campus, but Susquehanna requires all of its students to do a study away experience. It doesn't have to be abroad, but most of them tend to be abroad. And I was just at the beginning of this past summer in Austria for 3 weeks with 20 students and 2 other colleagues. Actually, this is our 7th time doing the Austria trip. And so 3 of the 20 students happened to be from the choir. So we hired a German film crew and went to St. Anne's Lutheran Church in Augsburg, Germany. And those 3 students filmed all of the spoken introductions to the program. So WVIA has edited in all of the spoken content from the Lutheran Church in Germany. And then we have all of the musical performances that we recorded last April in Stratansky Hall. So we have on our campus a concert hall, but then we include the the church space from Germany for the spoken portions.
And you just got a glimpse of that, right? Today, did you hear? Did you see some of that?
Yes. Yeah, I'm here at WVIA today and saw how WVIA is putting all of this together, and it looks great.
What are your hopes for the documentary and the concert?
Well, I hope that people learn something, as I did. As I said before, church music is not my specialty at all, and I've learned a lot. And I hope also that they'll enjoy this music. A lot of it is familiar. The tunes are familiar, and so I think people will get a lot out of it, as I have.
David Steinau, Associate Professor and Chair of the Department of Music at Susquehanna University in Selins Grove, speaking with us about a special program titled This Is My Song, 500 Years of the Reformation. It's a concert recording that will be broadcast tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, Thursday, October 26th at 8, here on WVIA-TV. The station did the production work and the editing, and the station is very pleased to share this program with the region. There will be encore airings on Sunday, October 29th at 6 in the evening, and again Tuesday, October 31st at 4. It is This Is My Song, 500 Years of the Reformation, a concert with the university choir, chamber singers, chorale, orchestra, wind and brass ensembles of Susquehanna University, and it will be broadcast tomorrow night at 8 on WVIA-TV with encore performances Sunday, October 29th at 6 p.m. and Tuesday, October 31st at 4 p.m. For more information on the web, WVIA.org, WVIA.org.